Hey.
Hello? There's always a delay. There's always a delay every time you call.
Yeah, there is. You're saying hello, and then I'm saying hello, and then I'm waiting for you to say hello, and then you're waiting for me to say hello.
So, all right, I looked at everything, and this is what I want to do. I like the website, the landing page. It looks fine. I want to just let that go live right now. I need to work with web or email marketing campaign to have the three emails per product ready to go. So I won't start until October. So I'm not going to make a decision on who I'm going to use for social media until right before October, okay?
Okay, for the landing page, let me just pull it up for you. Just give me a minute. Just give me a quick minute, will ya?
Yeah.
Where is it? Where's your account? Let me just. All right, and the email that you wanted, that info@applefresh.com. All right, that
Yeah.
was also set up onto the email address. And before the landing page, all right, there should be a, the social media links and, of course, the terms and condition as well for the website.
Okay. Well, and then isn't there some kind of like ADA compliant thing that
Yeah, of
needs to be
course.
done?
Of
Yeah.
course,
So
of
yeah.
course. It needs to be there. All right. Like you're saying that it needs to be, the ADA compliant needs to be there as well. All right. But there needs to be a tab right there, all right, that has the terms of services and terms of use as well over there. So if someone comes on there, because there's a procedure for the landing page, right? So it needs to have there, as what I'm saying, what I've seen onto different kind of toothpaste and toothbrush and everything about it onto the landing pages as well for different kind of products and everything about it. I have seen that they have the terms of view, terms of service, and everything about it, and then they have a form, all right, where people can go ahead and fill it in, and they can have all of the information over there as well. Because
Yeah.
if online, if you're not gonna have, like I said before, if you're not gonna have a good kind of a what do you say, a good kind of a brand, all right, like AppleFresh, all right, people on the email marketing that you're saying that you will go for the email marketing, that's fine, that's good, all right, but a lot of people in nowadays history will go ahead and search you over social media to see what kind of products, what kind of things, and what are you actually, what is AppleFresh actually. So they will go ahead and search you over like different kind of search engines. They will go ahead and search you through social media, like, hey, I got their email, but what are they? Let me just go ahead and search it out. But if they're not going to go ahead and find you, all right, because what I told you earlier, like, hey, it needs a good kind of a, you can say a product, all right? Products are good, all three of them, all right? But it needs to have a good kind of a reputation built on the social media so people can see what they are looking at and what they will be buying and what they will be getting, all right? Email marketing, you'll be doing that. All right, but in email marketing, they won't be able to see the things that they want to see. All right, through their social media, if they have any kind of question, they can go ahead and like and everything about it. They need to go ahead and see that thing. All right, so that is the reason. But I went through your social media. All right, I saw all of your social media. I think you do not have an Instagram one, but you do have for your Facebook one. All right, I saw them, but they have the like, but they're not interactive. They're not that kind of a, you can say, if someone comes on to your, comes
Well, I
on to
know.
your.
I'll get them. I'm saying I'm going to start that in October. Right now, I need to have emails ready to go so when someone would request information that I can at least send them information. And then, yes, I agree. There needs to be extra stuff on the web page. Hopefully, y'all will put that.
No,
I
not on
mean,
the web page.
basically,
Not on the web
I
page,
mean,
the
the
social
landing
media.
page.
No, not on the social medias. All right? Because AppleFresh is just a name that they're looking at in their email address, all right? In their email. All right? But they will probably go ahead and search it over to your social media, over to searching or anything like that. Because they want to see it, what they got in their email, because social media will develop their interest. All right. How will it go ahead and develop their interest if you have a good social media, a good presentation of your products over there? And if it's not there, then of course they will not gain that kind of an interest over there. All right. And on just an email, they will not buy the product. They need to go and see, like, hey, what is this? What is this about? And whatever it is. All right. So that is the reason. All right. I do not want to go ahead and, you know, build on something. It is a good product. So that is the reason. All right. Because a lot of dentists, a lot of people. All right. I saw your different pages as well for Stephen G. Alfano. I saw it, your different page as well. All right. It has good followers as well. But if you can see that the likes and the comments and the things are not up to that kind of a thing, like if you have 500 followers, it should at least, when you post, it should at least have 100 likes on that post or comments or queries.
Hey, listen. Listen to me. I will make a decision on who's going to do all that social media stuff right before October. What I'm saying is I want the landing page completed and ready to go so I can test it, make sure it works. Send some emails to some friends, have them go on there. Once I have the emails done that I can send, I don't even have the products with me yet. So I'm just going to have, like, you know, coming soon type emails. Once I have those, then I'll start pushing social media. All right? It may be you, it may be not. So I want you to finish the landing page and have it go live. So, you know, on my webpage, there's accessibility statement. So I don't know, whatever you guys have to put to make it legal, yes, please do that. And then make it go live.
Okay. All right. Well, the landing page that you have that you are seeing right now, is it good to go and set up live for you on the domain?
Well, no. Aren't there some legal things that you have to have on there?
Yeah, the ADA compliance. Do you have? Well, let me just check. All right. Just give me a minute.
Do y'all not have a? See, this was my original concern with your company.
Yeah, of course.
Because I have several websites. If you go Google my name and my dental office, I mean, I asked about what to write on the accessibility statement, because that's what they do. Like, when people come see me at the dental office, you know, I don't ask them how to numb their tooth. I just do it.
Of course.
You know?
Of course.
So that's why I'm paying you, is to do it. And this was the first time I was frustrated with you guys. It was because of this.
I know.
And I don't want you to keep trying to upsell. I just want you to get this thing complete as it's supposed to be to make it live. I will test it. I still have to generate the three emails, okay? I'm not an email professional writer, so I'm going to find a company to make these three for me. Mm-hmm. And once those are ready to go, then I will try to engage with people other than my friends and family to go to that website and ask for information. And then, once I have two products, then yes, we have to build out all the information on those products so that we can tell them specifically what they're buying.
Well, of course.
That's my plan. That's my plan. I understand you want to sell the social media thing right now, and I may go with you on that. I probably will, since you guys are doing everything, and it's kind of nice that you can just keep it all together.
No.
But every time you ask me basic questions that I assume you guys are supposed to take care of, it frustrates me.
Of course,
bit.
That is the thing that I told you. Like, it needs to be there, so it will be there. All right, that's what I tell. Yeah,
I thought you were asking me, like, do I have an accessibility statement? I have one. I can copy it off of my page, or I can go to Sensodyne Toothpaste and read terms and conditions and copy it off of theirs, but no.
I know, of course not. It needs to be there, all right? So it's not finished yet. That's what I was saying.
I got it. So,
yeah.
But we got plenty of time, because I don't even have the three emails written for the products, and we're not social media marketing this thing yet. That's my plan. My plan is to develop an audience on social media and get them to come to that site, release the products, and hopefully get them to buy it. And then I can scale it up to Amazon or wherever. But
Gotcha.
That's my plan. So I will most likely go with you guys to do the social media, but all the selling is kind of, it's frustrating me a little bit.
I know, of course.
Okay.
Well, and the three emails that you're talking about, it will be generated from your domain, okay, from your GoDaddy account, just to let you know. All right.
I'm saying the content of the emails. They're going to come from info@AppaFresh.
Oh.
Like, when they request the information, I'm going to email them. It'll go in their email. So not only have I captured their email, I've emailed them, and then I can see if they've opened it, hopefully, and then I know that I can add them as successful on my email list. That's my plan with that.
Gotcha. All right. Okay. Well, I will.
My understanding is I'll wait till you guys will get finish the details to make that site go live. You let me know when it goes live. I'll have some friends and family test it out. They'll put some names and emails, and then I'll just send them a generic hi email, and then we'll go from there. And then we'll start social media, okay?
Sure. Well, I will be needing the domain name credentials, all right? So my team can just go ahead, you know, get the domain and set this landing page over there, all right? So they can at least start deploying it and get it up and running for you, all right? And then after that,
okay. So I'm going to log on to GoDaddy. Can you tell me, kind of help me out? Because I had to do this on my last one too. So.
Sure. Not a problem. Or you can just go ahead and send me the credentials while my team can just go and access it and, you know, get the domain.
Yeah, what I'm saying is how do I get the credentials?
Oh, that is your username and password for GoDaddy.
That's got a lot of stuff. That's got a lot of other emails. It's got my business email and everything. So I just want to give you the last website I had built, I just went in and they did the domain. They had me put some stuff on the domain thing.
Okay. All right. Just give me a minute. Let me just go ahead and guide you through all of that. Okay. Are you logged in?
Yeah. I'm getting there. I'm signing in right now.
You can provide a delegate access to one.
Okay. I'll do that to a specific account.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can do that. That's fine.
Yeah.
If you tell me how to do that, that'll be easier, and then y'all can just take care of it.
Yeah.
All right, so if I go to AppAfresh, I assume I just go to manage?
Invite access. So there will be people who can access my account. Just go ahead and invite to access if you can see there anywhere.
Yeah, let me see.
Just go to your
security. I'm there. I'm on my domain.
No, it might be on the delegate access page on your GoDaddy account, if you can see in the options.
My options just say dashboard, domain, website, email, pay link. Let me go to Help Center and find it. Delegate access?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, delegate access.
There will be an account setting, then delegate access button, and there will be a title, like people who can access my account.
Yeah.
And then from there, you can just go ahead and give a delegate access.
I know, it tells me all about delegate access, but that's about it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find it. Delegate access, all right?
Of course.
Found it?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That's okay, it happens.
No, I'm not a web person.
Well, it might be a title which says people who can access my account.
No, it's delegate access. It's just spinning right now. Yeah, no, people who can access, so you can grant access to someone. All right, I'm going to invite to access.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I need a name.
Yeah, I'm giving you the name for the server guy who accessed the account.
Okay.
All right,
yeah,
that is,
what's his name?
Let me just go ahead and get his email address, okay? That is sam.jones@orbitdesignagency.com.
sam.jones@orbitdesignagency?
Yes.
.com?
Yes.
So name is Sam Jones?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's see. We're going to get...
So
you need to access my domain only, right?
Yeah, the domain. So we can just go ahead and get it and change the setting into it so it can be connected over to the host.
All right. It says pending.
Pending. Well, it will confirm Texas. Let me just go and ask him if he got any kind of email. Just give me a minute. Let me know once it's through. He's just opening his email addresses right now.
Okay. Yep, he's on there.
Okay, all right, just give me a minute. What was the name of the domain again? Can you let me know? Applefresh.com?
Applefresh.com.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah. Tell him not to mess with the others.
Okay. I'll let him know. I'll let him know.
I mean, I know, but yeah, you know. All right. Sounds good.
Okay. And your email that we can write from AppleFresh? Or will you?
It's going to be
creating more.
It's info. I have an email, steven@applefresh.com, but and then info@applefresh.com is where I want the web inquiries to go.
I know it will be going there, but do you have like any more email addresses with that domain or not?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. I will just let him know. Do not mess up with the email. If they mess up with the email, then it all will, you know, be gone.
Yeah.
It will all just start over. So that's why I was just letting them know about that. Do not mess up with any other email addresses.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right. All good?
Yeah. I got it. He's already kind of giving over it, the host, so we can just go ahead and, you know, get the things done and get the ball rolling for you. All right. Other than that,
I'll just go
ahead and update you by tomorrow, and if you can go on a call, and we can let you know about it. Sounds good?
Okay. All right. I'm in a conference. I'm in Vegas. I'm in a conference all day tomorrow, so.
Sure.
I'll be in and out. Yep. All right. Thanks.
No problem.
Yep.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.